There are lots of amazing places to have sex. Many of them intimate, caring. But there's something quite special about booking a hotel room and fucking someone like a whore. I called her and told her that I would pick her up and that I had fun plans for the night. I showed up at her house. She had a gorgeous dress on, one that I'd already told her I liked. And as we were driving, I could tell that she was thinking to herself, where are we going? What are we going to do tonight? And we pulled up to the hotel, not even 5 minutes down the road from her house. I think she knew. What else could it possibly mean? We got inside, and I started giving her the commands that she would follow. No touching herself. No moving. And if it became difficult, I would ensure it. And to love every minute of what we were about to do. There are lots of incredible things you can do with hands, but by far my favorite thing to do with them is nothing at all, especially when they're wanted to do everything. Watching her squirm around, her dress pulled up to her hips, Hitachi tied to her clit, arms bound in gorgeous pink rope. Ugh. The look in her eyes, all she wanted me to do was use my hands. In that moment, the cruelest thing I could do was just to sit there. I sat in that chair and I watched her. She had to look at me in the nice suit that I'd worn. And she tried so hard not to move. Minutes passed as it buzzed away and slowly just turned off her mind. And I stood up, a beautiful moment of clarity in those eyes. Excitement. I could tell she wanted me to touch her. I could tell that was all she had on her mind. That wasn't my plan, though. I slowly lifted up her head, held it close to mine, and put it on my chest. And I said, darling, you're really moving around too much. I then took the blanket, wrapped her in it, and sat there again, watching as she struggled underneath the gorgeous comforter. Her eyes looking at me, pleading. It was gorgeous. I looked at her and I said, if you saw what I saw, you would enjoy the show as well. And then I had an idea. I took the camera that she always brought with her, a cute little Polaroid, pink, and it spat out the image really quickly. And I took one, her mascara running down her cheek, the pink rope around her body, the Hitachi hidden from sight underneath the comforter. It was the sexiest thing I'd ever seen. And when I showed it to her, I saw the eyes roll back into her head, and I watched the first of dozens of orgasms she would have just wash over her body. And that's the fun part. Overstim. The first one can be so devilishly hard to get, but each one afterwards gets easier and easier and easier. But it can be so hard to keep track. I had thought ahead, though. I took a beautiful little body marker, and right underneath her collarbone, I put one check mark. One for every time she came. And then I went down to her rib cage, and I wrote mine. And I turned the vibrator up. I held her by the cheekbones, lightly brushing away the mascara running down her cheeks, and said, you're gorgeous now. And every time you come, we're going to make you even prettier. Immediately, the tremble in her legs, everything moving, she came. Another check mark. This time I lifted the comforter, flipped her over on her pretty tummy. Vels right on her ass. I then spanked her once, twice, three times, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. And on the 10th, I watched her body shake, betraying how turned on she was. I knew that it was too much for her. And then it came again. That rush, her body shaking one last resounding time. Another check on her collarbone. My plaything, right on her abdomen. I figured the toy was perhaps too much, so I turned it down and saw the most delightful look. Just the most incredible combination of disappointment, relief, agony, desire, and no way to articulate it all. She didn't wait long, though. I flipped her over, looked her right in the eyes, slowly drew my cock out from my suit, and pushed every inch of myself into her. She started to wiggle her hips, no doubt looking for me to fuck her as hard as she wanted. But it wasn't time for that yet. We had to build up an intensity up to that last orgasm. And we both knew that there were many more on the way. I grabbed the marker. I turned up the vibrator again and gave her one simple command. You will come before I finish writing this next phrase, or you'll make me a liar. And if you make me a liar, I will have to make things right. So what did I do? I wrote come in big letters right across her tits. And sure enough, right on that last little draw of the marker, she wrapped around me in the most beautiful way, feeling every little sensation and ripple as she came. I know it might be hard to imagine, but there is nothing, nothing at all like having someone come around you like that. And as she was struggling with the thought that this marker was making her feel more pleasure than any of her exes did, I decided it was time to give her what she wanted. And I fucked her senseless. She shook through orgasm after orgasm as I marked up her body again and again and again. And when I ran out of room on her chest and drew up her thighs with my initials, whore, cum slut, toy, mine, every single perfect little descriptor for her. Gorgeous, stunning, slut, beautiful, whore, divine, pathetic. Every single time I would feel her body shake as she came. Every single time I would get closer and closer to coming. But I was running out of room. So I flipped her over, pinned her to the bed under my hips, pushed down on her ass, and fucked her into the bed, marking her back over and over and over, reaching around to check every time she came. Again and again and again, I whispered in her ear all the words I was writing all over her body. I reminded her she was my favorite plaything. It was immense. The feelings were sensational. The fucking vibrations in her body as she came. She was more wet than I'd ever seen her. Bound, tied, toyed with, fucked, and marked. She was prettier than I'd ever seen her. Just exposed for me. Eventually, her thrashing just built to a point where even I couldn't keep up anymore. I held her right by her neck and lifted her up gently, making sure to squeeze the sides and not the front. And I whispered in her ear, "What should I mark you when I fill you?" She whimpered. I'm not sure she was capable of thought anymore. And I came the hardest I'd ever come in my entire life. I couldn't stop myself. I fucked her through every moment and every sensation. Her body shook. I felt the vibrations from her clit all over mine. Her hands desperately wriggling against their binding. I could tell she wanted to dig her claws into my thighs. Oh, her nails would feel exceptional on any other day, but in that moment, I just needed to take, and I kept taking. It was too hot for me to stop. I just kept fucking her over and over through every one of her orgasms in the longest and hardest I'd ever come, and when I had no more to give, I never got soft. Nothing stopped. I had an idea. I leaned down, and I marked her back right on her fucking shoulder blade. And I whispered in her ear, "How many times you've come is on your chest, and how many times I've come will be right here." And then in one big motion, I buried myself in her again. We fucked for hours. I unbound her hands and made her do the work. I made her beg for that mark, to beg for my cum, to take it with every ounce of faculty that she still had. I took photos of her riding me, covered in all of the things that she is. Stunning. Whore. Gorgeous. Slut. Delightful. Toy. And every time I would show her these photos, she would tighten up around me again. She loved the attention and she loved being used, being given purpose and command. And I loved seeing her pleasure. Hours later, not a drop of energy left between the two of us. I grabbed her. Just one wrist, lifted her from the bed, and told her to stand in front of the mirror. I handed her the camera, wrapped my hands around her waist, told her to take a photo, and kissed her neck. She melted into my body, and there she was, small, in front of me, marked, covered, empty. Given a purpose that was absolutely divine. She asked for it again a week later. And what kind of gentleman would I be if I didn't give a lady what she wants?